Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Emerging technologies, evolving customer expectations, and regulatory changes are shaping and reshaping the insurance industry on an almost daily basis. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. I'm speaking today to Surat Varanasi, North American Insurance Business Unit Leader at Cognizant. Surat, so glad you could join us today.
Glad to be here, John.
So, Surat, you know, we talk about technology a lot these days in the insurance industry, especially AI and generative AI. But how much is the customer experience driving that technology revolution in the industry?
Quite a bit of it, to be honest. I think the reason you're seeing adoption of AI and generative AI is because customers are demanding a different experience than what they're used to. They don't want to deal with paper. They want immediate answers. And they also want not just a single product, but they want total financial wellness. So when the demands from the customer are to that extent, I think the insurance companies have to adopt and adapt these technologies as well. So what we are seeing is all of our clients taking a step towards adopting these technologies and actually implementing it at a much faster pace than what we've seen before. I'll give maybe a couple of examples, John. One is our clients are trying to build, like I talked about, total financial wellness, right? One of our clients is trying to build a total financial wellness product for their customers. So they don't want to go to them and sell just a life insurance policy. They want to look at the 360 view, the financial and health wellness of the customer, personalize the products, and then sell something that's most relevant to their individual customers. And to do that, they have to use AI and generative AI technologies. So significant demand from customers is driving the adoption.
So I was struck by something that you just said, and it was that the industry seems to be adapting to this new technology faster than ever before. And the insurance industry, to be quite honest, has been accused of being slow to adapt to new technology. Do you think that AI might be the exception and that we're moving too quickly down that road?
So AI is different in the sense that this technology puts power in the hands of the customer. So it's easier to learn. It's easier to build some skills. Yes, of course, there's some learning and you have to put to use the right way. So it's an easier technology to learn. And we actually call that as a great leveler, right? So we think at Cognizant, when we did the studies, we think that the AI technology will help people with lower skills to perform at a level with people with much higher skills. So we call that the great leveler, if you will. And that is pushing the adoption of these technologies much faster. Now, interesting, John, that you say insurance has been accused of not adopting technologies. We recently had a conference where about 260 registrants were there in Hartford, Connecticut. We had so many clients participating in that. In that summit, mainframe and generative AI were almost mentioned all the time in the same sentence. That's just the way the insurance industry is. But what we have heard from most of our customers and what we are seeing is they are moving quicker and they're moving from POCs to actual implementation of certain use cases in this process. So definitely much faster adoption.
Despite all this technology, do you think that the human touch is still going to be a part, if not an integral part, of the future of insurance when it comes to customer experience?
Yeah. So, John, Cognizant and Oxford Economics did a study on Gen AI and how it's going to impact roles. We studied about 18,000 roles across the industry. And a few roles in the insurance industry were also studied. So I'll give the summary of what we found. One, AI will not replace humans. It'll aid humans, and it'll actually aid humans in making faster decisions, providing better service. But it's also going to have a significant impact on how people do the work. when we looked at four key roles, which is an underwriting analyst or a claims assistant or a technology manager or scrum master and or a decision maker in the claims process, we saw that the that their work could be impacted anywhere between 35 to 55% on based on what they do today. It'll be very different tomorrow, but humans will be an integral part, aided by technology. So when an operations agent is taking a call, they're not spending time going through screens because the AI technologies are able to give them the full information in one screen. So they're able to spend more time empathizing with the claimant rather than just trying to find information internally. So that's a simple example, but human touch is not going anywhere. In fact, it's going to play a much bigger role.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So let's talk about the intersection of technology and people. How will AI enhance the customer experience as we move forward?
In a few ways, right? It's not just customer experience, but it's also the experience of people within the insurance company. So if you take the insurance value chain, maybe let's talk about the call center agent. That technology is going to significantly, we believe that's going to significantly change, and it is actually changing the way agents talk to the customers. Today they can get indication on what's the mood of the customer based on the tonality of the voice. They can tell whether the customer is getting frustrated, whether they are sad, whether they are going through a lot, you know, based on the tone. That's aided by AI. So that helps the operations, agent to be more empathetic to the customer and spend less time looking for information, but more time solving their problem. I hope that answers, Sean.
It does. Sir, I want to shift gears here and ask you about something that we don't talk too much about, something called digital twins, because I heard you on a podcast talking about that. Could you explain that concept and how that will impact the insurance industry?
It is actually impacting the industry in a positive way. So digital twin is a replica in a digital world of something that's physical. I'll give a very specific example of a client of ours. They insure large properties. They insure almost 300,000 properties across the globe. You know, these are this could be factories, this could be warehouses, anything. They 300,000 properties across the world. They're only able to physically audit about 10% or 30,000 of those properties. What we've done for them is using Google Analytics and some of the concepts of digital twins, we built replicas of where their properties are present, right? We use the Google Maps to show where the properties are present. It shows the entire surroundings. They're able to tell if they're situated in a hazardous place or if they are subject to some kind of flooding in that area, without physically inspecting that factory or that warehouse. So what that has helped them to do is to actually now inspect almost 90% of the properties, 10% physically and about 70 to 80% virtually, which is helping them underwrite much better, expect the claims or, create their reserves in a much better manner. And in some ways, it has actually helped them increase their premium as well, because maybe the customer didn't disclose something that they saw as they were virtually looking at the property.
Primarily being used in commercial insurance,
right? Right now, yes.
Interesting. Are you excited about where things are headed in insurance?
Very excited. Like, again, for the sake of reputation, I'll say this. All the leaders who were there at our summit said there couldn't be a better time to be in technology and in insurance than now.
Interesting. Well, Sarath, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John.
That was Sarath Varanasi, North American Insurance Business Unit Leader at Cognizant. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.